Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola Superintendent Art Sadoff about the most recent school board meeting.
Indianola School Board met in regular session Monday, and one of the things that was discussed was the curriculum. But before we get to that, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds mentioned the Indianola School District in her State of the State speech and just giving a shout out to schools that have been on the cutting edge of certain technology things. Just kind of talk about what Governor Reynolds said and what that means for the district.
Well, Governor Reynolds mentioned our work with coding in lower elementary K through 2 grades, and we definitely appreciated being noted for that. Like most districts in the state, you know, we're interested in doing the best we can by our students. We were disappointed icy roads and a late school start kept our youngsters from being up there for the State of the State speech. But as I spoke with Governor Reynolds' education advisor, Linda Fandel, I said we certainly were honored to be thought of. And in particular, our curriculum director, Cindy Slauson, put a lot of hard work into that computer science grant, which is allowing us to expand elementary computer science offerings. And anything we can do to help promote education in the state and serve as an example, we're very happy to do.
Along those lines with the curriculum that the school board approved on Monday night was some of the cybersecurity updates, computer science classes. Just kind of talk about Indianola trying to stay ahead of the curve in some of those issues.
Yes, well, we're introducing a couple new classes, and one is a freshman level computer science class that will be available to all students. And then the cybersecurity course that you mentioned is actually one of the upper level classes of our Project Lead the Way curriculum, which is a national pre-engineering curriculum. And we are making a shift from some of the other upper level classes we've had, like aerospace engineering, to cybersecurity, where there really are more job opportunities in that as we look at college and career readiness. And we think that that's going to be a growing field that our students will have a lot of interest in.
Another thing talked about at the boardroom was HR staff hiring, and just kind of the HR committee talked about some of the diversity needs of the district, and it's kind of a tough position that really all districts in the area face, and trying to find the diversity in the staff being able to educate the kids.
Right. That was part of a discussion of our Equal Opportunity Employment Report. And we do track those things. We look at the percentage of our staff that are minority, or we disaggregate data by gender. And there are things that are just challenges. And as you know, Iowa is not an overly diverse state. So some of it is just a numbers game in terms of the number of applicants you get, minority applicants, for example. I thought Assistant Superintendent Ron Loren shared a great example, too, where he said diversity even extends to having male elementary teachers being underrepresented because there are so many female elementary school teachers. So it's kind of a complex picture, but we do look at that data and we do our best. You know, we will go out to job fairs. We will try to post in a way that will attract a broad base of applicants. And it's just something we need to be aware of and keep working on.
Another thing the school board approved of was just kind of approval for the weight room upgrades and reflooring. Just tell us a little bit about that project, mainly being handled by the athletic boosters.
Yeah, through the very generous support of the boosters, who were putting up, I think, $89,000 it was to the district's portion of $25,000. We are getting new flooring, new equipment, and it definitely goes beyond athletics, even though the athletic boosters are really supporting that because we use that facility daily for our physical education classes, especially our personal fitness classes. So we had a little bit of a hiccup or hold up last month because we had it in the board agenda for approval without having had a finance committee meeting to run that through. And we really do use our committee structure a lot. And we had a lot of good conversation around that. We brought it back a month later. We made sure that our activities director had a chance to talk to our finance committee. And then I followed up with the boosters, too, just to let them know that we appreciate the support and that the board is very interested in how the boosters support our school and our programs and would love to hear from them as we go forward with other projects.
One of the other things was the state assessment in terms of whether that's tests or just a overall grade of the schools. Talk about what the district has to do to not only prepare for that state assessment, but then what those numbers mean for the district.
Well, the state assessment is new this year, ISASP, it's called, and I think the majority of districts probably will be electing to do that electronically. There is still a pencil and paper version available this year, I think, if you apply for it. So there is a lot of getting ready for it. It's going to be a more rigorous test. It's going to be more aligned with the core curriculum. There are things on a very practical level that are going to be different. Students are going to need to know how to log in and how to do a test online versus filling in bubbles. There's going to be a writing element to the test. I think there's just going to be a good deal more rigor and higher order thinking involved. So we really won't have state assessment scores or that baseline data either. So it's kind of a reset on that. But schools definitely do rely on Iowa assessment data, and this is a whole new ball game. So I think a lot of schools are going to have a lot of adjustments here this spring.
Thanks to Art Sadoff for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.